Now, the rest of the story. You're about to hear a rather unusual success story, the true life tale of a young woman named Helen whose husband died, leaving her with four youngsters to rear and to support. You will learn how Helen went to work as a scrub woman and went to school when she could until one day she passed a civil service examination with the highest citywide score and subsequently was appointed bookkeeper of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is Helen's story. Only you're going to learn the rest of the story. Helen and Leonard were happy as could be. Their house was modest. Leonard's job was not prestigious, and yet they were blessed in the ways that were important to them. They had each other and four beautiful, healthy children. Leonard had a coal delivery trucking service in their native Pittsburgh. He was a big, powerful man, more than 6 feet tall, nearly 200 pounds. It was his general good health and robustness which made October of 1938 all the harder to believe and to accept, for it was then that Leonard was stricken with pneumonia and in his prime was gone. After the first shock of Helen's grief, the practical ramifications of her husband's death were bitterly apparent. Her four children were then between the ages of 4 and 10. She'd have to feed and shelter and clothe and heal their hurts and dry their tears alone. For a while, Helen maintained her husband's coal deliveries, taking the orders and even driving the truck while her young sons helped with the loading and the unloading. The work was hard, the income insufficient. Helen began moonlighting nights, working 9 to 1 as a scrub woman in downtown office buildings. And then Helen, dog-tired, would return home to catch a few hours of sleep, would awaken exhausted to face another day on the coal truck. Eventually, Helen upgraded the coal route for a job in a bakery, sold insurance on the side, and yet as the children grew, their needs increased. Now, in order to feed them and to provide for their education, she'd have to do even more. Somehow, she must qualify herself for a better job, for a more regular, more dependable income. And so in between her hours at the bakery and her hours selling insurance, she attended night school and studied bookkeeping. One day was ready to take her civil service exam. Anxious days later, Helen was notified that not only had she passed the exam, but among all of the applicants, she had scored highest. She was ranked first, and thus the most coveted appointment was hers, bookkeeper for the city of Pittsburgh. So Helen's four children were fed, and they were clothed, and they were educated. More important, they grew up with this remarkable example of selflessness, stick-to-itiveness, triumph over adversity. Not once had she sought nor accepted a handout or a hand-up, and yet she succeeded from scrub woman to city bookkeeper, and so to her offspring. This Lithuanian-born All-American woman became courage and persistence personified. How we know for sure is by the word of her youngest son. It was he who dedicated his own outstanding career to Helen with love. It is he, her youngest son, whose subsequent career is a living monument to an example he watched and emulated from his earliest rememberings. It was he who said, "I learned most about winning from her." It was he who knows that there should be another name in football's Hall of Fame alongside his own, Johnny Unitas. And now you know the rest of the story.